Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by ACT, whose upcoming season includes Tom Stoppard, Stephen Sondheim, and the grand opening of the all-new Strand Theater in downtown San Francisco. Information at act-sf/join.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Today is the last day of business before Congress adjourns for a five-week recess, leaving a number of big issues on the table, including emergency funding to help the Obama administration deal with a surge of child migrants fleeing Central America. The Senate voted to begin formal debate on a bill backed by Democrats, but there's little hope that would pass in the House, where Republicans are talking about changing immigration law, starting with a measure designed to protect victims of international child sex trafficking. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren of San Jose was one of that bill's sponsors back in 2008, and she told the California Report she's not game to change it.
The law provides for safe haven in certain circumstances. If a child has been trafficked, if a child is fleeing for their life, they have the opportunity to be given safe haven in the United States. If that's not the case, they're going to be sent home. But while that case is being sorted out, while you try and figure out the facts of what's happening, that child should be cared for in a setting that is the least restrictive, safe environment for that child. And that's what our legislation did.
Now, this law passed with bipartisan support. It was signed by then-President George W. Bush. What are the objections to it now?
Well, the Republicans want to deport these kids in a hurry, and they are willing to forego the sorting through of the facts. The statute says that they are to be interviewed by a Department of Homeland Security employee. It doesn't say Border Patrol. And what the UN report found was that these agents are really not trained to do the interview of these kids. They're trained to be law enforcement, to go, you know, stop incursions and people who are sneaking in. We ought to have them do that job that they're well trained for, and we ought to have specialists in the interviewing of children find out what the circumstances of these kids are. That's something that can be done administratively, and I hope that the administration will do.
Do you think there's any merit to Republican criticisms? Are there any tweaks that you would make to the law to sort of offset those criticisms?
Well, here is a legitimate problem. We only have 247 immigration judges for the entire United States. By way of contrast, Los Angeles County has over 400 Superior Court judges. So we're really not well staffed to do these immigration proceedings, and they're way backlogged. That creates a problem because these coyotes, which are really criminal syndicates that are taking money to bring these kids in, are telling families that there's permission to stay. Well, that's not the case. But when your deportation hearing date is 2 or 3 years from now, it looks like permission to stay. So one of the things that we need to do is to get the resources so that these deportation hearings, where the case can be made and either won or lost, happen promptly, not years hence. That's a resource issue, and unfortunately, Republicans have just released their proposed supplemental. It really doesn't deal with that resource issue. I mean, the idea that we would spend money to send the National Guard to the border when these kids are trying to find the Border Patrol agents, they are running into the arms of the Border Patrol agents. I mean, where we need the resources is to say, okay, is this kid a legitimate asylum case, or does this kid need to be returned home?
So there are multiple proposals on the table. The Republicans have put forward the leanest one, President Barack Obama, the fattest one, $3.7 billion. Is there any proposal that you think has the makings of something that could be voted upon before the August recess?
Well, I don't know. It looks to me that the Republicans have decided not to provide the funding. I think they plan to make a political statement and leave town. But you know, sometimes I think we should use our imagination, go back into our own lives, try and remember what you knew and how you felt when you were 10, and then try and imagine that little 10-year-old in an immigration courtroom being questioned in a language you do not understand. How would that work, and would that yield fair results?
That's California Democrat Zoe Lofgren. We did attempt to speak to 14 members of California's Republican delegation in Congress, including House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield and Ken Calvert of Corona, who introduced a bill to expedite the deportation of undocumented children. We also contacted 11 of Calvert's colleagues who signed on to that bill, but no one was available in time for this report. A bipartisan group of senators has introduced legislation to address sexual assaults on college campuses. It's one of three pieces of proposed legislation on the same subject, as KQED's Mina Kim reports.
California Senator Barbara Boxer introduced a bill yesterday that would require colleges to provide on-campus advocates who can give guidance on legal and medical matters to assault victims. In the House, San Francisco Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Spears' bill would require anonymous surveys of students on whether they've experienced sexual violence and stiffen penalties for schools that underreport or mishandle assault cases. Spears says her bill is similar to another proposal yesterday from a bipartisan group of senators.
I think there's just a heightened awareness that we've got a huge problem here that for the most part has been swept under the proverbial rug for a very long period of time.
Some colleges worry the regulations would limit resources for their primary purpose of educating students.
Well, of course, schools are supposed to be educating their students.
Sophie Karasik is a student at UC Berkeley and co-founder of the group End Rape on Campus.
If a student is sitting in a class where their assailant is right next to them, or they just don't feel safe on campus, they're not going to be able to learn.
Karasik is one of dozens of UC Berkeley students who filed federal complaints alleging the school mishandled sexual assault cases. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, July 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.